AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Concerns grow of an all-out invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Mike Gracia has this.
Fears of war in Ukraine have ramped up after the Kremlin announced that rebel leaders in eastern Ukraine have requested Russian military assistance to fend off what was termed Ukrainian aggression. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki labeled it an expected false flag operation.
That is suggesting that they feel under threat. By whom? The Ukrainians that the Russians are threatening to attack?
Asked about Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying he expects a Russian attack on Ukraine within 24 hours, Psaki said,
I'm not going to give an additional timeline to it. We have been saying it could happen at any time, and they are in attack position for some time now.
In Ukraine, a nationwide state of emergency that will run 30 days starts Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says following Putin's decision to recognize the rebel-held areas of eastern Ukraine, President Biden agreed to sanctions against the company that built the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline and against its CEO.
If Putin escalates further, we will escalate further using additional sanctions and export controls, which we've yet to unveil, but are fully prepared to implement with allies and partners across the globe.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation of former President Donald Trump suddenly resigned. The New York Times reports they quit after the district attorney raised doubts about pursuing a case against Trump. No verdict in today's deliberations by the jury in the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers. J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care. King and Tao are also charged with failing to intervene to stop former officer Derek Chauvin from killing Floyd. This is AP News. Vaccinations are bottoming out as the Omicron variant wanes. In Alabama, just over half the population is fully vaccinated.
Nurse Jordan Ledbetter keeps a handwritten log of vaccinations in Marion County, Alabama.
Zeros are the amount of vaccines I gave that day.
There are a lot of zeros on that log.
There have been days where I haven't given any vaccines.
In a county of roughly 30,000 people, only 14 showed up at the health department for an initial vaccine during the first 6 weeks of the year.
I was really hoping that the surge of COVID that we had a few weeks ago would increase vaccination numbers, but it hasn't.
Judy Smith with the County Health Department says this is the pandemic reality in Alabama.
People are just over it. They're just tired of it. And one of the biggest challenges that public health has right now is not to keep it in everybody's face, but to keep it enough on the forefront that people are not dying.
Nearly 36% of the population are fully immunized in Marion County. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.